Okay, we are in the beginning of Siman Kuf Yud Dalet. We saw the Mechaber in Sif Aleph. I'll just go over it. We have, I think, the last Sif Kaf in the Mishnah Berurah. So we said, Maschilin Leim Rebbe Bracha Shnei Mashiv Berach Amerikesh and Tfilas Musaf Shal Yom Tov Achron Shal Chag. So one begins to say Mashiv Berach Amerikesh and Musaf Shmi Atzeres. Ve'ein Paiskin Ad Tfilas Musaf Shal Yom Tov Arishin Shal Pesach. And one says Mashiv Berach Amerikesh up until the Yom Tov Arishin of Pesach. And as we explained, really, one should say Mashiv Berach Amerikesh already from the beginning of Sukkot, because on Sukkot, Nidoinim Al Hamayim. But we said that because it is a Siman Klala, because if it rains on Sukkot, then a person is not going to be able to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Yeshiva Sukkah. So then we wait until Shmini Atzeres. So why don't you already do it Ma'ariv and Shmini Atzeres? And that we said because not everyone is in Shul and Ma'ariv, and therefore we wait until later on. Now the last thing Mechaber says is Ve'ein Piskin Ad Tfilas Musaf Shal Yom Tov Harishin Shal Pesach. So let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Gimel Ad Tfilas Musaf Hatam Dein Piskin Miba Erev Hu Gam Ken Kanal Shal Yedavar Ma'arev Beinayim Shazem Maskir V'zein Maskir. Because some people come to Shul Ma'arev, some do, some don't. So to have some people sing Mashiv Berurah and some people not, that we don't want to do. Avol Ata Shepeskin B'Musaf Yedu HaKoel Adi Shliach Tzibur Oy HaShamesh Shemachres Kedim Tfilas Musaf Meyud HaTal Shachrozes Haskaris HaTal Simen Hu Lehem Lehav Sokas Haskaris HaGeshem Oid. So says the Mishnah Berurah that the Gaba, the Shamash, will be Machres and say Meyud HaTal. And this way everyone realizes now that you stop saying Mashiv Berach Amerikeshem. Now he says, V'zehu l'minig Sfarad sh'neigim le'imim Meir Hatal b'makam Meir HaGeshem b'meisachama. Avol b'mdina seinu sh'eineigim le'imim Meir Hatal b'meisachama. V'yefshu l'hachriz b'loshin zeh. So you're not able to say Meir Hatal because we don't say Meir Hatal. It's also incorrect to say, Rabbi, say stop saying Mashiv Berach Amerikeshem. Why? Because it's got the appearance as if we're not interested in Hashem's bracha, and Hashem's and the shef which Hashem is bestowing upon us. Okay, so the Rama is going to say, "Shneigim shlila hafsek milahaskir geshem ad tfilas hamincha." Therefore, you continue to say Mashiv Berach Amerikeshem even through Musaf, and only in tfilas mincha will everyone stop saying it. Why? Sheshamu kvar mishliach tzibur shepasik betfilas Musaf. Because this way, you heard from the shliach tzibur who stopped saying it in his tfilas Musaf. Avol betfilas musaf kol hakol v'gam hashliach tzibur maskir nageshem betfilas lachash kidei shishlayiya davrim urev bein hatzibur. So the tzibur and the shliach tzibur, they would say Mashiv Berach Amerikeshem in their own tfilas musaf. When the shatz does chazaras hashatz, then he stops saying Mashiv Berach Amerikeshem. And then everyone realizes and hears that he stops saying it. And also we do davin tfilas tau also. And so then from Mincha onwards, then we will just omit it. Vimta b'mayriv shal Pesach b'shachris and musaf alay hiske Mashiv Berach Amerikeshem l'kuli alma ina chayzer. Fine, being that already it's a zman not to say, so b'di'eved, one does not need to repeat. Sivbeiz also lahazkir ageshem ad sheyachris hashliach tzibur. So we said it's very important that we shouldn't have a miktus imrim, miktus ein imrim, and therefore it's also to be mazkir geshem until the shatz is machriz. Now it says v'yeshemrim, the Mishnah Berurah is going to say this is a tol sefer, and it should say pirish kodim shemaschilin musaf machriz hashamesh mashav ruach v'chulu kadei shehatzibur yaskiru b'tfilasin v'chein nagin. So you need to wait until there's a hachraza, and that's what we do. Hilkach af im hu chayla anus, and the person is not coming to shul to daven, so layakdim tfilasi letfilas hatzibur. So if they're going to daven Musaf, let's say they know that the Tzibur is going to daven Musaf at 10 o'clock, and he gets up at 8 o'clock, and he already wants to daven Musaf at 9 o'clock, so we say, Layakdim Tfilas in Tfilas HaTzibur, Vafisha Asala Haskir, Achi Yemeshlich Tzibur, because he's not allowed to change, in this case, he's not allowed to add and say, Mashimach Merdeg Hashem, Achi Yemeshlich Tzibur. So there is a discussion in the Bi'ur Halacha about if there's a place where there's a couple of minyanim. So there's a hashkama minyan, and they've already might be mazkir. So then in theory that should be sufficient. So he was out and he missed the clap on the bima when they said Mashem Rachel Mered Geshem. So he didn't hear it, but he knows that now that's what the Elam is going to say. Abola Beis Haknesses Vatzibra Yischil Lispal Alispal VeYanskir. He will be Mazkir Geshem Afal Pi Shehu LeShama Mishliach Tzibra. It's more din that everyone's doing the same thing. It's not Mixus Imrim and Mixus Ein Imrim and so on. And therefore, as long as you know that the Tzibra now will be Mazkir Mashem Rachel Mered Geshem, then you should do the same thing. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Salahaski, Rotzalema, Filu, Hatzibur, Shemispal, and Tfilas Musaf, Asurim, Lahaski, Geshen, Imlay, Furis, Hashatz, Ayashamish, Kedem, Hatzfilo, Ukamish, Mafarish, Haramah. So, again, here we don't have a problem. Here it's again, there's no issue of being Masmech Gulal, Tfilo, because we're discussing before Musaf. And there's no problem of what you're saying, because here you are encouraging everyone to be mazkir the bracha from Hashem. Before, when we were discussing not saying mashivarucha merdeg Hashem, it was a problem because you're not supposed to be machras not to say that, because you're being memana in the tevas Hashem. So here there's no issue. We're saying, nevertheless, even though there's no issue whatsoever, still you should only be mazkir if you heard the shats of the shamish, kedma tefila. So again, here there are different minhagim as to whether or not their machr is before, whether or not their machr is afterwards. And like he points it over here, number 8, he says the minhag in Eretz Yisrael, shehuli spal tefilas geshem utefilas tal koidim tefilas musaf. Others don't do that. So I'll call upon him wherever you are. You should follow suit with whatever the tzibur is doing. He mentions Bashir Mabchan Kanievsky that let's say a katan is the one who's machriz. He makes the announcements. So there's no din that you need to have a gadol being machriz. That's fine. But the point is, why don't we start to say Mashav Ruach HaMed HaGeshem if there was a hachraza? Yeah.
We had an interesting thing here a few years ago when the guy doesn't miss a start and didn't realize that one doesn't call out anything. So he called out Murray Tatol before we doesn't. I was wondering whether that meant you shouldn't say much about
it. Right, it's interesting. Right, because the Mishnah Berurah says that the minhag of the Ramah is that, you know, call HaKol the Gamashli of Tzibur. I'm supposed to say Mashav Ruach. That's interesting, because he said that. What am I going to do? Shema'a. Nice. Okay, so again, so we said, therefore, you shouldn't do it. If someone did say Merid HaGeshem in their tefillas lachash, after asalas his kain shari le shaman in hashatz, so he wasn't supposed to do that, and he himself isn't supposed to be machriz, and he's not supposed to be mazkir. Nikol makam utar mashrimim lahazkir b'tefillasim. The zugufa kachrosa dami kinkas v'chay adam. Chay adam says if a person mistakenly said mashav aruch, the merid hagashem in the shel shmona esrei. He did it the kolram, and that serves and acts as a hachraza. V'nirli dim leizachru geshem b'tfila zu ein shichem lachzar. There's a place when you say from the hachraza leimikri elam kein shehukras kaidem atfila. I mean, that's not considered to be a proper hachraza as such. Now those who say it's got to be done at the beginning before you daven, as opposed to in the middle. So if a person did that in the Tfilas Lachash, in his own Tfilas Lachash, that does not necessarily compel and bind everyone that now they should be saying Mashiach Baruch Hu Geshem. We said the Yeshemim, which the Mishra says Toh slave for who, but Tzarech Lema Pirish Shekaidim Ein Kan Machlekas Klau. So we said, what was the Pirish? Shekaidim Shemaschid and Musav Machris Hashamish Mashiach Baruch Ein Mechai Adam Shehizir Shrei Lassis Kimesh Neigim Shemachrizin Rak Mashiach Baruch. So just saying Mashiach Baruch is insufficient, because the Iker is the Merid HaGeshem. The Merid HaGeshem, there are some places where they see Mashiach Baruch, even in the kites. I'm not aware of places where they see Mashiach Baruch in the kites, but they see Merid HaTal, but not necessarily Mashiach Baruch. There's nothing wrong with the Maz Baruches in the kites. And therefore, that the Iker is chasam and a sefer. If you just see Mashiach Baruch, then that is chasam. So we
said. We've got summer, they've got winter.
Yeah.
They say Mashiach Baruch.
Yeah, so there are different days about that, what they do in Australia. Legabi this and Legabi also. I mean, Legabi the same Talamat Lebracha, then that's clear that it has to do with the region which you're in. You know, I mean, Raya, we know that, you know, there's December 4th, December 5th, and so on. And that clearly has to do with that. But Legabi this, I think if there's more uniformity as to the Haskara, difference between the Haskara and the actual She'ela. So we said in the Mechaber Hilkach, Af im hu chayla ay honest. So a fellow is unwell, he's not coming to shul. So we said, Pirish, the im eina chayla b'chala shana osu lahakni tefilah se l'tzibra, k'meishu kasu simen tzadi. You're never supposed to start the Shemoneh Esrei before the tzibra starts, right? You're always supposed to start at the same time. So here we're speaking about a case where maybe the person anyway is going to start his tefillah before the tzibra because he's davening b'yachidus. So we said, in such a case, layakdim. So you should wait till close to Chatzais. Meaning, as long as you know that, you know, the Olam elsewhere have started to say Mashiach Baruch, so you would daven a little bit later on that day. If you're davening B'yachidus, you need to make sure that someone has been maskir in order to allow you to be maskir. So what do we say? We said if a person comes to shul and he punked happened to be outside of the Beis Medrash when they were machris Mashiach Baruch Hu Merid HaGeshem, we said av bishehu de mistamech rizu kvar. The assumption is that the shatz was machris, and therefore he is able to say Mashiach Baruch Hu Merid HaGeshem. Good. Says Mechaber Vayitzin Gimel, im Omer Mashiach Baruch Hu Merid HaGeshem, so let's look at the Mishnah Berurah on this line. If he says Mashiach Ratzlim and Mashiach Baruch Levad, the way he is to Geshem. So we're not discussing over here about whether or not about him saying Geshem. He didn't say Geshem. He just said Mashiach Baruch. So if he said Mashiach Baruch in the summer months, Ayli Amru B'Meisa Geshamim, or he omitted the Mashiach Baruch in the Geshem, that in and of itself, you know, the wind, mentioning the wind, not mentioning the wind, that in and of itself, ein magzirin. Zarkti Mishnah Berurah, the ruches v'chein tal ein netzarin b'lav hachi, meaning the winds will blow, come what may. V'amirasili ma'alav le'merit, whether he's masker or not masker, it doesn't make a difference. When they come welcome lechatchila ne'egim b'chol ha'mekemes le'me mashav ruach v'haskara. The land is very wet, and therefore the wind dries the land, and that is necessary, and therefore that's the reason why there is a kapeda to say it, but it's not ma'akiv b'diavad if a person omitted it. So therefore we said in Machzion, say, So be'etzem there is no chiyuv to be maskir the ruach. Now therefore, even if you've gone past the place where you would have said it, and you haven't in the sound of the bracha, you don't need to fix it up. And so that is the first din of the mechaber. So again, le'ama mashiv ruach b'mesachama. The same applies b'tal. Im is kiroi b'meisag yishamim, mentioning that there is tal in the winter months. Oloi his kiru b'meisachama ein machzir nesay. So this is obviously a bigger chiddush for a nesach svard, and those who follow the mechaber that they say meidatal and so on. If you leave out meidatal in the summer, ein machzir nesay. Says the Mishmar on this, I say the filo adayin leisim abrach. I'm sorry, Nachman. We said v'chin b'tal. Yeah, we said oylei hiskira yud gimel oylei hiskira mechaber ka'oz leminig svarad shenayim lechatchil oylei memer natal b'meisay chama filo achi ein magzin ma'achish leichivam chachamim bezet. This is not really a chiyuv as such. No obligation to be masked. Tal is not netzar, and therefore your amir is really leimayil leimerit. Now says the Ramah, "V'anu b'nei Ashkenaz lei maskirin tal, lei b'meizachama, v'lei b'meizachishamim." So we never masker tal, even in the summer months. Rak imrim b'meizachama, rav lo yishia mechal kol chayim v'chulu, and so on. Says the Mishmar on this, lei b'meizachishamim, rak v'she'ela, anu noegim levakish gamken alatal. When it comes to Baruch Aleinu, during the shiur, when it comes to the formal she'ela, then we are mevakish, v'hum yipneish, and mevakshim shia levracha. The main reason why is because we want to say it is levracha, just like in Tefillas Tal, where we mention the bracha v'lei leklal and so on. So when it comes to the formal she'ela, then we are mazker, because we want it to be levracha, ki yish tal, she'ena levracha. V'hum yipneishachamo, af b'she'ela inano oimim tal, v'b'dyevedim amar b'yipneishachamo, you said it, v'yipneishachamo, bein b'haskara, bein b'she'ela, again, some of the same tau v'lei hizkir matar. The kliyama ein magzir nesir. A person that's already vidaving in a minig of nisach svard. So even though in the shtilish monastery you're certainly not mechuyev to say v'sin meida tau, and certainly if you did, it's not a problem. And if you said tau, the same tau, you didn't see matar, also ein magzir nesir. Now says the Rama Vayta Yesh Imrim Shishtef Tzibur Pesik Lahazkir Betfilas Musaf Yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach. Now those who say that the Shatz stop saying it by the Tfilas Musaf Shal Yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach Av Lahakal Maskirin Ve'inen Peskin Ad Hamincha Shishomu Kvar Mishlech Tzibur Shepasik Betfilas Musaf V'chein Nagim. So as we mentioned, that you're not supposed to make a hachraza, Rabbi Yisrael, stop saying Mashav Ruach HaMed HaGeshem, because to be machriz publicly that we're no longer interested in the Tevah Sishal Makam, that's a lack of merit, and therefore you would continue to say it through Musaf of first day Pesach, and only Kam Mincha would you omit it. Says the Mishnah Berurah min Chadav Musaf Adayin Ein Heker LaTzibur. As we said, there is no heker to the tzibur because no one was able to be machriz not to say it. Vayin La Mishnah Berurah, like we saw, Sheshamu, and we said it only Kamincha Sheshamu, that they heard that the Shatz in Tfilas Musaf didn't say it. Ve'im Yachid Am Eicher Tfilas Ad Shehischa Shliach Tzibur Bismal Musaf. So a person is late, and a person didn't begin Tfilas Musaf together with the Tzibur, and he's only going to begin maybe let's say after Kedusha. So when he begins Tfilas Musaf or his Tfilas Lachash, he has already heard that the Shatz has stopped saying Geshem. So Shuv Lo Yemer Mashiv Aruch. So then he shouldn't do it anymore. V'yachid hadar b'yishuv yemar oz l'spalim musaf kedim shem espalim hakehilais, and therefore, you know, you get into this discussion also. So if you're davening b'yachidus, you're davening at home because you're not well, Or you live in a little yeshiva and there's only four people, and there's no minyan in the yeshiva, and therefore, should you or should you not say, Mashiv Ruach HaMed HaGashem, your tefillah's musaf. So if you'd be a bit tzibur, then you would say it. But if you're davening late, and you're davening musaf at, you know, at 2 p.m., so then presumably the shatz has davened musaf, and he has omitted Mashiv Ruach HaMed HaGashem. That's why we say Yimaher Oz Lispar Musaf Kedushas Palak. You're better off davening before they daven, and this way you will be masker Mashiv Ruach HaMed HaGashem, and so on. And you'll lead the Im Yesh Li Safik Pein Akvar Hispalu Mutav Shalei Leimar Zibzei Yotze Bidi Evad Lekuli Alma Okanal Masif Simen Sif Katan Gimel. So you are Masupik, has, you know, you're in a little Yishuv, and it's 9:45. It's 10 o'clock, and you're not sure whether or not the Baal Musaf has David Musaf and has omitted Mashiv Ruach HaMed HaGashem. So it says, Don't Makam Sopik, better off to leave it out, because this way you are going to be Yotze L'chol HaDeis. Good. Da'alad im Omar Mir HaGashem Yimei Sechama Machzir Nesai V'chayzal Reish HaBracha. So if a person mistakenly, this is coming up for us right now, this possibility, that if a person said Meirud HaGashem in the summer months from Pesach onwards, Machzir Nesai B'chayzul Reish HaBracha, it goes back to the beginning of the Bracha, the Im Siyam HaBracha Chayzul Reish HaTfilah, you go back to the beginning of Shemana Esrei, V'afilu B'mokim Shetshrichem Geshem V'Yimei Sechama Im Hizkir Geshem B'mkeim Tal Machzir Nesai, even in a place where they still need Geshem, if you're Matzah Geshem instead of Tal, Machzir Nesai V'chein in Hizkir Geshem V'tal Nami Machzir Nesai. Good, let's see. Says the Mishnah, B'Yimei Sechama Haynu Afilu B'Yam Rishon Shepasek Boy. It's first the Yom Tov Haynu B'Musa Shal Yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach L'Mechaber Ular Modavki B'Mincha. So let's say Mincha, first the Pesach Mincha, you said Mashiv Ruach HaMed HaGashem, you would have to go back to the beginning of the bracha or repeat Shemana Esrei L'Shlich Tzibur L'Kuli Alma Afilu B'Musaf Ve'Eish Shechizra Hatfilu B'Kol Rama. That would necessitate going back to the beginning of the bracha, or if no one caught him and someone on the end says he said Mashiv Ruach HaMed HaGashem, then the shatz would have to repeat Shemana Esrei. We said that Machzirin Oisai the Geshamim Kashim La'olam V'Yimeis Achama. It is bad during the summer months, and then we said you go back L'Reish HaBracha, but the evident L'Chazar L'Reish HaBracha Ela L'Rav L'Hishia V'Siyim B'Chase Le'Madrin and Leitz. Ideally you're supposed to go back to the beginning of after Gibor, but if you went back to Rav L'Hishia Le'Madrin, we said V'Siyim HaBracha Ein Brim V'Gadim Shekasa Da'ainu La'ach Sh'amar Baruch HaShem. And then go back to Ata Gibor. We say that if a person only realized afterwards, Chayzel Reish HaTfilah, Atam, the Gimel, Brachas, Rishenes, Cheshuvas, Kechada, as we've seen many times, the first three brachas are considered to be one indivisible unit. Ein Zag Lach, Zavaleim, Pasuk, Hashem, Sfasai, Tiftach, because you already said that. We said, even in a place, B'makim, B'afilu, Imhaya, Kol, Isa, Hamadina, which needed mispalim, misanim alagishamim, still one is not maskir. Meaning, legabe your own personal bakasha, you know, that you do, either in barchaleinu or in shmakaleinu, but legabe the haskara, that we go after the belt, the makam tal, ratzalim lefiminik tzfad, sha'imer v'mezachama, omer atal, omer ze geshem, the makam tal, he said geshem instead of tal, machzune say, of after the Inyan Shela, possibly come on, the Imshal, but even Zen, Mata, the Brekas, Ashana, the Mesachama, in Machzirne, so we're going to make a distinction in Baruch Aleinu, as if you make a mistake in the she'ela, shiny askara the shevach hu ve'in derech lehazkir shevach b'davar shu klala b'shar makoymes. So you need to be mindful of other places in the world when you're meshabech Hashem, and if rave of the world is not being meshabech Hashem in this way, then it's considered to be an inappropriate shevach. Okay, we will continue tomorrow. And. Okay.